Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout outs to everyone that's listening on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to, big shout outs to you. If you want to catch the video version of this show, make sure you go to my website to catch full episodes at thebigscoopwithcoop.com. Also on YouTube at youtube.com/thebigscoopwithcoop. You can also catch a 15-minute preview of this episode right here on Instagram at Big Scoop with Coop. All right, people, enough about me. Today's guest, she is a successful filmmaker. She is a director. She has done a lot in the movie industry, and she's still continuing to grow in the movie industry. She has a movie that's out. It's called Follow Her. That's coming out June the 6th in selected theaters and anywhere that you actually stream your movies. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Sylvia Kaminer. Like I mentioned earlier, Miss Sylvia has a movie that's out. It's called Follow Her. It'll be released June the 6th. Follow Her is about a life of a lady that's trying to gain fame, and she's recording through social media different events that she does for different jobs, and she's trying to make it a full-time career. I'm not going to spoil this movie. I'm going to let Miss Sylvia talk about it. Also, once again, I can't express it enough. Make sure you go watch this movie June the 6th. All right, people, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Let's go on and kick it with Miss Sylvia Kaminer, and let's see what she's got going on. All right, people, let's get ready. Sylvia Kaminer, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. How's your day going so far?
It's good. Good. I just got back from I was just in Israel shooting in Jerusalem. So it was I'm a little jet lagged. Going out on me, but I'm doing good.
I love it. And that shows that you are a busy woman and a successful woman. First and foremost, I got to congratulate you on everything that you have done in your career. We know Follow Her is not your first film that you have actually done, but this is one of the latest ones, and you're doing big things, going through different phases of Follow Her. It's actually being shown, presented. I think we hit theaters, but you know what, people? I'm not going to talk about that right now. I'm going to let Miss Sylvia talk about that in a few minutes. But Miss Sylvia, for the people that's just getting introduced to you for the first time, let's start from the beginning. When did you first realize that you want to actually get into the movie industry?
Well, I've loved it since I was a kid. I just didn't think it was ever something I could achieve or even try to get. You know, I don't know why. I always felt like, oh, you have to be born into that. You know, how the hell will I ever do it? Because no one in my family has ever been in. So it was after college. I kind of started as a biochemistry major. I was going to, do disease research. And then a couple years in, I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to trade organic chemistry for theater. Because that's how I started, was as a stage director. So I finished up school studying theater. So big difference. And that was fun. I really enjoy directing for the stage. But it's hard to make a living doing that. So my dad, it's funny, you know, we don't often listen to our parents, but very early on, he said to me, you know, is this going to be a hobby or something that you do full time? And I was like, no, I want it. So it was really through his advice. He's like, you know, theater in this country, it's very hard. Film. So I listened to him.
Nice.
I know. It's funny. I think back. Yeah. So it kind of started there. And I started, you know, working in film. You know, I definitely worked my way up.
Gotcha. Now, you know, it's funny that you spoke that up because, you know, your father is correct. You know, it is a hard industry, you know, to go through and maneuver through and stay successful and relevant throughout the years.
Yeah.
From your father saying that all the way up to now, what type of hurdles did you go through to get to where you are today?
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, I've always been very hardworking. That was something I was brought up with. If you want something, you can achieve it, but you better be willing to work really hard. And so I have always had that, you know, work hard to, you know, to achieve it. And so just getting a foothold, you know, I started as a production assistant on big films. You know, I got to work with some of my idols. I mean, I got to work on a Scorsese film. I got to work on De Niro's first film as a director on A Bronx Tale for 4 months. I was in charge of extras. And so I would bring them on set and set them up and often had interaction. And yeah, so once you kind of once, so the biggest hurdle was just getting to know somebody and, you know, getting my foot in the door. But once I had an inch, I just, you know, made it a foot, and then, you know, my whole, I was in. And so I never really looked back, you know. Yeah, a year later, I produced my first film. So, you know, I met a filmmaker, a guy named John Gallagher, and yeah, he's an indie filmmaker. Unfortunately, he passed away about a year and a half ago. But we started working on a film together that was going to be a short film. And pretty soon into the process, we're like, boy, for not that much more money, we can actually make this into a feature. So we convinced the investors to expand the budget. And next thing you know, I had a first film that I got to produce. And
Wow.
so, yeah.
And you know what, Miss Sylvia, and I think for filmmakers out there, I think that's one of the biggest hurdles also, trying to find an investor and also
Yeah.
the networking part,
Yes.
because you can write 1,000 films
Yeah.
and they can be great films, but trying to get that one person to say, yes, I want to invest into that.
Right.
Let's make this happen.
Yeah.
That's a big step
It
because,
is a big step. Yeah.
and I tell people also on the show, 10 seasons through this show, I told people 1,000 no's can equal one yes. You can't
Right.
give up after the first time you hear, nah, I don't want to do it. You don't trash your film. Keep going until you get to
That's right. That's the hardest. I think it's the hardest part of not even just for independent filmmakers. I mean, I've spoken with truly experienced, you know, award-winning huge filmmakers, and raising the money, finding a distributor, that's, you know, so you have to be, you know, vested. You have to really want it, and you have to feel so committed to telling a story that you're just gonna see it through. I mean, I once, you know, I used to sometimes interview John Gallagher again. He used to write for a bunch of different magazines. So I was like, oh, well, can I do some of those interviews with you? And that was how I got to meet some of my, another way I got to meet some idols of mine. You know, I got to, yeah, my gosh, I got to interview Jean Reno, the professional, the film, yeah, the actor. But we interviewed Joe Stefano, the writer of Psycho. Now, you would think the Hitchcock movie Psycho, you would think that writer doesn't have a problem getting film. Nope. He had spent at that point like 7 or 8 years trying to make a movie without Pacino attached, and they still couldn't find the funding. It took him like 10 years. So, yeah. So anyone that thinks, you know, it's going to be easy, you know, it's definitely not an easy, you know, it's a great industry. I love it. I love what I do. It doesn't feel like work, but it's a lot of work.
But you know what, Miss Sylvia, I'm glad you said that, because what people have to realize in this industry, really, it doesn't matter what industry you're in.
Right.
After you get that first step taken and you start taking these baby steps, you want to learn how to maneuver from baby steps to walking to running to flying like Superman or Superwoman through the
Yeah.
whole industry. It just takes time and patience to learn your craft and meet the right person.
Yeah,
That's
no
what it
question.
takes. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Miss Sylvia, did you have any mentors to actually help you out throughout your career up to now?
Yeah, I mean, again, boy, John's name's coming up a lot. But yeah, he definitely mentored me, because I got to produce with him first, and then he and I actually worked on a screenplay together. You know, I had a film idea I wanted to, it has not been made yet, but it will. I'm gonna, hopefully that'll be a little bit down the road. And then, you know, there were people, there were ADs and, you know, KPA and people that just, you know, said, sure, come on, come along. You know, and then I have people like a guy named Doug DeLuca, who was actually in that first movie I produced with John called Men Lie. And I'll never forget, I was trying to get to Tanzania. We were going to be shooting a documentary there, and some money fell out just before we were supposed to, you know, book the tickets and go. And so, you know, John was like, give Doug a call. You know, he might. And he basically said, how much do you need? And I told him, he says, you got it. You're going, you know. And so, you know, people, my friend Cindy Joy Goggins, who I did a, you know, another movie with, a movie called Grace, she kind of greenlit the first bit of shooting for Follow Her. You know, again, she said, wow, what do you need? And, it, you know, we, it, it wasn't like a huge amount, but it was significant. And that was kind of what we needed to get the first bit of filming. So yeah, that's where I think you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always since PAing to now, I've treated everybody equally. You know, and it's funny because I learned a lot on some of those bigger films where extras were really looked down upon and not treated maybe that well because there was, 50 or 100 of them, and it's, they're just almost like props. I made great friends out of some of those extras that I placed and then worked with on films.
And that's true. And Miss Sylvia, you never know. Today they're an extra. 10 years from now, they be the one that's going to get you in that right room to totally. Get that next feature. You don't know what a person's going to do in this industry.
Yeah, no, that is so true.
Yes.
Yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen is watching worldwide right now. I'm telling you this straight up. The person you see that's right beside you, to your right, your left, front, or back, you don't know what impact this person will put on your life in the future. You may have a speaking role. You may have a role where you're just standing there. You may just be an extra sitting at a table.
Right.
I'm telling you, do not frown upon them because you don't know what's going to happen next in your life with them. So you never know. Now, speaking of what's happening next in your life, man, Miss Sylvia, I'm not going to spoil this whole movie. I've seen it. It's called Follow Her. And this movie, I feel like you kind of touch reality with this movie. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, don't worry. I'm going to explain what I mean by that in a minute. But before I even get into that, Miss Sylvia, tell everybody about this movie and how excited were you to actually get this movie to come into reality?
Yeah, well, very excited to finally have pulled it off. But yeah, so it's a film about a social media influencer who's kind of starting. She's a struggling actress who feels like her hook into finding some success and fame is through this social media app called LiveHive, and she's a live streamer. And her deal is that she finds the strangest, slightly odd, little kinky, jobs online. And she secretly films them live for her live stream show. And so she makes some questionable choices. She's a little bit morally ambiguous, I like to say. And she ends up taking a job for a guy who needs someone to help him write the ending of a screenplay. And he is not exactly, what she thinks. He's a very dashing Australian man. So she follows him through the woods to his barn, and they start working and things go a bit awry.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to spoil this movie, so I want to watch my next words that I'm going to say. Well, not on this question, but the next question, I'm going to watch my words, what I'm going to say. Now, how many people do you think in reality or have you seen from a distance that has been another Jess that you've seen trying to chase through Hollywood, trying to get to that next step, and they don't even see the danger in front of them? How many people have you heard about or encountered?
I mean, there's a lot. Yeah. And so many, you don't know. I mean, that's the thing about social media and putting yourself out there. First off, it's for public consumption. So people aren't doing it to be honest and share, they're doing it to be consumed. Mm-hmm. And so usually you need a hook. You want people to find it interesting. You want a like or a follow. And when you start valuing your life on how many follows and likes you have, you can end up doing, going further and further down the rabbit hole. And that's kind of what the film is about.
Yes. I want everyone to know, before I even go there, Miss Sylvia, tell everybody when this movie is going to be released and how can they see it?
Yeah. So it's going to be out June 2nd. So a week from today. Well, I'm not sure when this is going to be played, but, so June 2nd, it'll be out in some theaters.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a selected group of theaters. And then anywhere you rent or buy movies, you can find the film. Amazon, Apple, all those, the typical places. And that's.
Mm-hmm. Now, ladies and gentlemen worldwide, I want to make sure that I can't express this enough. Make sure you go watch this movie. I want you to get your family, your friends, your associates, even get your haters. Get everybody to watch this movie.
Because
What you're going to see in this movie, and this is the part where I have to be careful in, because I'm not trying to spoil nothing. You're going to have a twist at the end of the movie. Twist is not the word. You have a pretzel at the end of this daggone movie. That's what you're going to have. Because it's going to twist and you're going to be like, what? I'm not going to spoil that part. But the part I'm going to spoil is this. When I said reality touched, there's a lot of people, a lot of you that's watching right now would do anything for this fame and make sure that this industry is going to be your full-time career. Be careful for what you ask for, because there are some people out there that's trying to hook and bait you to get you in this position that Jess, that you're going to see in this movie, is going to get herself into. So I will put it like this. How they got that expression, two can play that game? You're going to see this happen in this movie. She gets outsmarted. But at the same time, I'm not spoiling of it. Make sure you go get this movie. Be careful. I'm going to ask this question, and Miss Sylvie, you don't have to spoil it.
Okay.
Because I will be careful for what I say.
Okay.
What button did she push?
Yeah, I know, everybody. Well, that's why we're hoping enough people will care and want to know so we can make a part two. We have a trilogy in mind. Ooh. So, yeah, I feel like there's a lot more you could do with the worlds we created in this film. Mm-hmm. From, you know, Live Hype to the Collective, which won't give anything away right now. But yeah, so... Yeah, you know, I like films that don't wrap it up with a bow at the end of the movie. You mm-hmm. know, I think sometimes filmmakers don't give enough. You're like, that's it. The movie's over. And I hope that isn't the case here. But I liked leaving it a little bit where you might leave and say, hey, what do you think? What did she select?
But you know what? I said that, but I didn't say it in the sense that you're thinking. I'm like, no, do not stop this movie right now. What in the world? Don't stop right here. I gotta know. So if you all are watching this worldwide right now and you want to know what in the world me and Miss Sylvie are talking about, go watch the movie. You'll see what I'm talking about. And then you're going to be reaching out to Miss Sylvie saying the same thing I said. What button did she push? No, I'm not going to spoil it. No, Miss Sylvia's not going to spoil it. Go watch the movie. Make sure you can't get it in theaters. Look for anywhere you actually stream your movie. And you'll see what I mean. And you're going to be begging Miss Sylvia to do the trilogy of this movie. You definitely got to do it. Go get it. That's what I'm talking about. Now, how was the environment behind the scenes shooting this film with the cast and crew?
Well, because it was independent, pretty low budget, it was an intimate crew. Probably, gosh, the smallest crew I've worked with. So that was actually... Sorry, just getting home from flight.
No, we understand.
Yeah, so I tried to, you know, one thing I learned on all the films that I've worked on so far is that the more comfortable you can make it for the actors, the better. You got to give them room to create. And Luke Cook, who plays Tom, the mm-hmm. antagonist, he brought so much improv and amazing lines. And Danny, who wrote the film, who plays Jess, I mean, their chemistry and her performance, you know, I just had to give them space to work, you know, and then have a great DP, a great, you know, producers to help. And, you know, you just, and our production designer, I think the set, you know, you have to find all these pieces. And then you have to remember, you're making a movie. You're not... You know, people aren't living and dying, you know, so anytime things got too hectic, you just have to remind yourself. It is important and it's not easy, but it's also not brain surgery. And I think, you know, I try to remember that. And I try to remember that if everyone's enjoying themselves, you'll see it on the screen.
And that's what it looked like. That's why I asked that question, because it seemed like it clicked too well. Mm. So you can tell when... Some people make movies, and if there was a conflict behind the scene, sometimes it'll show in the movie if you're really watching it and you're getting that keen eye for it.
Yeah.
This one, it seemed like everybody was literally related to each other and they just went out there and had fun. That's what it seemed like.
Yeah. So
that's what I like. Keep cool. doing it that way. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, are there any more projects that you're working on? And I know you talked about the trilogy, well, a small amount. Is there any other projects that you're working on that you would like everyone to know worldwide?
Yeah, sure. So first off, I'm sure everyone knows that there's a writer's strike going on, which was a long time coming. And so I definitely support it. So nothing can really happen during it. So it doesn't mean that I can't be working on my own stuff. And, you know, I'm happy to share with you a couple of the projects I hope, but none of them will go into production until that's resolved, because we're not able to even talk to or negotiate or talk with any of the companies, and they need to step up and do the right thing. I mean, everything starts with a script. So I'm partnering with a producer, David Higgins. He did the film Hard Candy. Which I love. I'm a big fan. And he's done a bunch of others, but you know, we both found this script called It Walks Among Us. It's straight out horror. It's an elevated horror film, very character driven, shape-shifting creature. And it's really fun. And it also has something to say, very much about society and how we connect with one another. So I'm really hoping, would I love to at least shoot that before the end of the year. We're hoping to maybe start casting in the summer. And then there's a novelist I'm working with, Nick Jones out of the UK. He has a series of books. I can highly recommend them. And Then She Vanished is the first book. Okay. Nick Jones is the writer. And I was sick in bed for a few days over Thanksgiving. And so I was like, all I did was, you know, I was like, let me find a good book on Audible. I found this book, and about 2 hours into it, all I could think about was making this into a movie. And so I found Nick on Instagram. We started talking, and we've been, you know, the script's just about done. We started, you know, writing it in January, and it's a big one though. It's not an inexpensive film. It's not huge. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be 7 books. 5 are already out and written. So it's definitely a franchise. So for me, I'm like, oh, and it's so good. It's time travel, less sci-fi, more character, more like the movie About Time than some of the very high tech. But boy, it's so good. Yeah. So those are 2 I'm really excited about. Yeah.
Nice. Everybody go look for Nick Jones. Make sure you go find these books, because I truly believe that these books are going to turn into a movie. And I have not seen a good time travel movie in a long time. So I'm ready for another one again. Yes, one of my favorite movies is Back to the Future. But
elements of that in this too. Going back and seeing yourself. And yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm waiting for. I can't wait. I hope you write this one, and I hope you make it, Miss Sylvia. Please put your foot in it. Do it.
I'm going to do my best.
Yes. Yeah. Now, you said that you reached out to Nick on social media, on Instagram. Now, I will ask you, so the whole world will know also, what is the best way for everyone to follow you on social media so they can keep up with what you're doing?
Sure. So my production company's name is Dolger Films, D-O-L-G-E-R. Dolger Films. So you can find me at Dolger Films on Instagram and on Twitter. It's just my name, Sylvia Kaminer. Yeah.
All right. Everyone, make sure you go follow her on social media. If you want to keep up with her, I got a feeling when this movie releases or she's going to work on it, I got a feeling she's going to talk about it on social media. Something's going to be mentioned. Make sure you follow her, Instagram and Twitter, because you do not want to miss out what Miss Sylvia is about to do. I'll tell you, big things is coming from this lady that you're seeing right now. Keep up with her. Now, Miss Sylvia, what advice would you give any male or female that wants to come into the movie industry to become a filmmaker or a director or even an actor or actress?
Get some training. And I don't mean you don't have to sign up for an expensive 4-year college or school, but get out there, intern, try to, you know, a great way to meet people and to maybe find a film to intern on is go to film festivals. Almost, there are so many film festivals. You can find your local film festival, maybe volunteer at the festival, and then meet filmmakers and find filmmakers that need help. Everybody needs help. I've hired and brought on so many interns that have turned around and worked for me for years. So I really suggest that. And if you have any writing ability, you know, if you can write yourself a great movie, the writer has all the cards. You know, it's their script. Nothing can happen until they get a producer, until they get a director. So, but then again, you are faced with how do you then get an agent? But if the script is really kick-ass, you can submit it to, you know, script competitions and just get out and meet people. You mm-hmm. know, if you, I mean, the way I got on my first big film as a PA, I was doing this little tiny movie that no one will ever hear about. It never came out. It was the first film set I ever stepped on. We were working nights. So we were working all night long, like 6 p.m. till 7 in the morning. And on our way home, we were driving back from like Queens. On the way home, it was a Wednesday morning. I see the trucks lining up and they were starting to shoot another film. I said, let me out. And they said, what do you mean? You're not going back to bed? I said, nope, let me out. I jumped off. I hung around for hours. I found the right person to say hello to. And I ended up meeting a PA that I had hired on this crappy little film. And then he introduced me to the key. That whole, I don't even know where I am. If I had not gotten off that after not sleeping for, you know, working for 13 hours, because it all kind of started from that. You know, just that, just anything. You have to be willing to do anything, anything necessary.
That's so true. That is so true. And you know what? What you said earlier could be a whole totally different show by itself. How do you find an agent? That's a question that has 1,000 answers. And a lot of people have tried 1,000 different things and it still don't work for them. But that's another show at another time. Yeah. Now, it is time for the last segment of the show, Miss Sylvia. It's called Take the Floor. You have up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want. Damn. No questions asked. Miss Sylvia Kavanagh, take the floor.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Boy, there's so much to talk about. Well, first of all, I'm happy to be here. I do feel very fortunate that I got to make this film. And I have so much more I want to do. I think, you know, the film and TV industry is really interesting, but there are a lot of things that have to get worked out. I think, you know, it needs to be equitable, and I think everyone has to be patient and kind of support the process a little bit. And I do feel like following your dreams is really kind of what it's all about. And I'm so glad that I can't imagine when people say, well, what would you do if you weren't, you know, making movies? What would, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. I'm always like, I'd either be exploring space or exploring, you know, an archaeologist exploring the ground beneath me. But I guess I just say, be good to each other. And when you're using social media, think a little bit about the, you know, the repercussions that you could have and who you're trusting, because, you know, you just really don't know who you're actually talking to. And also realize that there's no privacy. There's not really a lot of privacy left in the world. I've already accepted that. I mean, you just sign on for an app and it wants, you know, you have to say, okay, you can see all my email and, you know, so just be careful and treat each other well. You know, you don't have to get success by stepping over people. In fact, you know, the more I've helped and reached out to people, it always seems like you get rewarded. You do some good kind, you know, thing, and next thing you know, something comes back. That's actually happened throughout my entire life. When I've been struggling the most and there's someone you can help or do something, if you do that, there's always, it's karma is, I definitely believe in karma.
That's so true. And also, don't forget the golden rule, do unto others as you have them to do unto you. So, you know, you give good, you reap what you sow. You give good, you get good back. That's what I truly believe. Now, Miss Sylvia, I want to say thank you for coming on the show. You are very awesome. Everyone, make sure you follow Miss Sylvia on social media once again. Trust me, she's not going to lead you to a barn and trap you. She's not. If you want to keep up with her to see what she's doing, that's the best way to do it. Once again, June 6th, go see, follow her. Go to the movies. If you can find it in your movies theater, go flood the movies. If you cannot, you flood your stream. Make sure you go get it. Because I'm telling you, you're going to be coming back and you're going to be blowing Miss Sylvia up. Please make a part two. Please make a part two. Because I want a part two myself. I still want to know what button she pushed. And I'm not going to find out until part two is made. So I'm waiting for it to happen. So ladies and gentlemen, like I said, make sure you go do everything you need to do in life. Live a good life like Miss Sylvia said. And Miss Sylvia, once again, thank you for coming on the show. And I love to have you back on in the future.
Happy to be back. Thank you. I love you. You got such great energy and you're so optimistic and positive. So thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, people, get ready for the next guest on the Big Scoop with Coop. My next guest is, you know, I don't never announce my next guest. You got to make sure you follow me on social media at Big Scoop with Coop to find out who my next guest is. All right, people, until next time on the Big Scoop with Coop. Peace.